This is the Gift of Gab podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle, connecting you to the highest and flyest in the Mile High City. Follow me on all major platforms at the Gift of Gab 555. This episode is sponsored by the Ever Collection by K. Michael. Visit evercollection.nyc to get a pair of the flyest eyewear in the game. Tag me on social media in your eyewear for a shout out on the podcast. We hope that you enjoy the show. Today, I have a special guest, Styles Unique, in the house, or I guess I'm in his house, in his studio. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I am doing great.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I go by the name of Styles Unique. It is not spelled like that. It is spelled STILZUNIQE.
I was looking at it when I was on the way. I was like, well, how do I introduce him? And I was like, oh, he spelled unique uniquely. That's how I'm going to remember it. Because I was
like, I'm glad you got that, because people just are like, it just goes over their head.
I think
you can't be any more unique than spelling unique in your own unique way.
Exactly. I like that. And the last episode I did, I forgot to ask her about her name until the very end. So let's just, like, that's the first question I'm going to ask you. How'd you pick this name?
So I used to like to draw, like, graffiti type of lettering. Mm-hmm. So the name itself, people always used to tell me I have a unique style.
Okay.
Whether it be just like the way I dress, and I don't think it's very unique. It's just kind of similar to what we were talking about earlier. I'm not really into fashion. Like, if it's too expensive, I don't want it. Regardless, if I have the money, I'd rather, the way I look at it is, ooh, I could buy more, better, like, music equipment, or I could buy a new microphone, or I can buy a new camera and buy the $60 pair of Nikes instead of the $300 pair that everybody has. So, just the way I like to dress, the way I approach music, the way I approach life is a lot different than most people, and the things I'm into. So, especially when I started doing music, I was more into like the lyrical type of stuff. So I'd get told a lot, you have a very unique style. Oh, I haven't heard anything like this. So hearing unique style a lot, I used to like to draw styles unique. So the reason I spell it the way I do is it just looks cooler, like in graffiti art, the STI and then the L coming off and then the Z kind of like inside of the L. It just, honestly, that was how the main reason why I did that. And then unique was just like, it just kind of a light bulb went off, like, well, I could spell it unique, or I could spell it without that U in there, and then like that makes it even more unique.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, people don't, that just goes over people's heads. So I've been called in interviews, introduced on stage, even after I've told them 100 times, they're just looking at the paper. They're like, now to the stage, Styles Unique.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we had a radio, a song sent to the radio. Like, I sent them to all these different college radio stations. And there was one in New York and one in California that picked it up. And they were like, hey, we're going to play your song live. Here's when we're doing it. So me and my cousin were down here listening to it. And we hear, they're like, this is a new song by the franchise in Styles Unique. And we just looked at each other, and he's been telling me since day one, like, dude, change your name. And I'm like, we're 15 years into this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Attached. Like, it is what it is now.
That's why I try to tell people about the Gift of Gab. I'm like, you can tell me whatever you want to tell me, like, oh, other people have done it, oh, this or that. Number one, I trademarked it, so it's mine. You know what I'm saying? But number two, I'm stuck to it. It's like, I have it tatted on my body. To me, a name should represent who you think you are. And like, the Gift of Gab, yes, it means you have a way with words. It means all that. But also, like, my name is Gabrielle. So I'm like,
yeah.
You made it your own. Also, like, it's a gift to have me in your life. So, like, I'm stuck with it. And I love, that's why I asked you how to introduce you, was because I was like, am I saying this right? But it is exactly how I thought it was said is how it's said. Oh, so I'm like,
you are literally the only person ever to say that.
But I, for me, I read between the lines, you know, I read between the lines, and I do think that while things are simple, like when you're naming a child, I'm a firm believer, like, think about it this way. When you name your child like Shaquanda or something crazy or like Heaven or all these names that they give their kids, what do you think happens when your kids put in a job application? Like, it's the way the world is. So yes, like naming children, don't go crazy, but like stage names or the names of projects, like, do it big and do it what feels aligned with you. Do it with, like, how you feel confident.
Well, and I think that that's like the ultimate hip hop thing to do is misspell words on purpose, mm-hmm. and like creating your own version of something that is like boring, taking a word that everyone knows and spells like fabulous, F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S, you know, like he spells it wrong on purpose. Mm-hmm. Timberland, mm-hmm. you know, there's actually Timberland or Timberlund, and he spells it Timberland, like mm-hmm. just minor mm-hmm. adjustments to things. Yeah. So I always thank you for understanding and actually getting it, because people just are like, do you know how to spell?
My name on the podcast, it feels aligned to go by Gabby because, like, I talk a lot or whatever. But I'm really going through this, like, transformation in even my actual real name, because I used to go by Gabby when I was younger, especially when I played sports, because yelling Gabrielle across the field. You were
a hooper, right?
I was the soccer player. Soccer? I'm terrible at basketball. Oh, and I think it's because I was a soccer player.
It was the shoes. I was like, she's a hooper.
Yeah, no, I mean, everybody always says that. They're like, what? You don't, like, watch more basketball? Like, and I just don't. Here's the thing about me. I don't like to watch other people living their life. I like to live life.
Okay, I respect that.
Used to really... I don't mind going to games and I don't mind watching sports, but following them and like religiously being stuck on them, it doesn't keep my interest. I am, the only things that keep my interest are music and outside. Like, those are the only things that I'm like, all the time. Everything else, I'm just like, no, this makes me want to go do something. Like, let's go out, let's go work out, let's go do this. Like, you watch all these people, all these athletes. When's the last time you, like,
went and played basketball?
You know, like, that's just how I feel about it.
I'm with you.
But, people couldn't say my name. Like, my entire life, I've been called Gabriel, Gabriella, like, and then, I don't want to name drop my...
So is it just Gabrielle?
Gabrielle, okay. Yeah. There's no la. I guess it's the French version of it. My parents have nothing to... I don't know why she picked... She said she was going to name me Christina Marie. Thank you she didn't, because that's such a basic name. Sorry to anybody with those names. But then she named me Gabrielle Christina. And, like, my dad explains how terrible it was while I was learning how to write my name, because
it's long.
It's all long or whatever. Yeah. But I really like it. And as I'm growing up, I'm like, I like my name, Gabrielle. I like it. Gabby was to be more digestible for everybody else. Gabby was so people would stop messing up my name. My maiden name is also, like, it's a male first name. So a lot of times I would just get called that too. And I was so annoyed. I'm like, call me Gabby. And they started calling me Abby. Or I had a substitute teacher one time. I'm like, I met you. And I told you my name was Gabby. And then she wrote down Gabe. And I'm
like... Like, you're obviously a girl, you know?
Yes. And so now I'm just really, like, stepping into just not doing things because it's digestible for other people. So I like that you, even though people tell you to change it, maybe if you were, like, a superstar making millions of dollars.
Oh, no, then I definitely wouldn't change it because, like... Then they would know.
I made it. You see, I did this.
Now, all it would take is for me to explain it in something like this one time, and then the world would know. Oh, yeah, that style's unique.
And it's not like one of those names with, like, little or young in it.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I always wonder when people do that. I'm like, why did you do that? You know you're going to be in your 40s one day, and it's going to be
And then they get mad, like, Little Bow Wow and Little Romeo, from what I hear, get highly offended if you call him Little Bow Wow. And it's Bow Wow. Like, I'm not little anymore.
Big Bow Wow.
So then, you can't, you're Little Bow Wow forever, bro. You're like stuck to that.
Yes. So what's in a name? Well, style's unique. I want to know, so you've mentioned music a lot. What do you do in music? Are you a rapper? Do you make music? What is it that you do?
So I produce. Okay. More recently, EDM music, specifically house, kind of more of like a softer trap influenced with rap. I've been told by people, because I didn't know anything about EDM music. Like, I'd been to a couple raves throughout my 20s, and wasn't there for the DJs. I was just there for the party. So I didn't know very much about this stuff. I just knew in the middle of doing my hip hop album, I hit a wall. Like, creatively, everything started sounding the same. The songs I was writing weren't very good. The beats I was making weren't very good. And I'm very self-aware in the way, like, the feeling was off. It just didn't feel natural. It felt very forced. So I told one of the guy at the time I was making beats with, let's just switch it up. Let's just, for the next, this next session, let's just do something different. And we just started, like, kind of playing around with, like, EDM stuff. And, like, that's what's popular. That's what everyone likes. And it's fun. You know, it's like there's no formula. Like, hip-hop has a very specific formula. You got your 8-bar hook, your 16, 12-bar, 8-bar. Like, everything's bar-related, and it has to be, like, a certain, you know, structure. You have your breakdowns. You have your intros. To where EDM, I felt, is more freelance. It's more free creative thinking. So for me, it just came natural. And I just started playing my keyboard, started kind of, once I kind of knew like the BPM range of where, you know, you kind of want to start, I just went for it. And we got really, really good at it really fast, to the point where I had to ask people who know that scene, like, what do you even call this? Mm-hmm. And the closest, a lot of them, that's why I think people like it, because it doesn't really fit into any specific category. And that's hard to do with EDM, because there's like 40 different categories.
There really is. I saw this show. It was my birthday, and it was at Red Rocks. So my brother took... The EDM music, I can't... Like, I don't have any of it on my phone. I can't listen to it, but I can vibe to it in the right setting. Like, I don't love raves. Back in the day, they used to throw underground raves. Yeah. I always think of jungle. That was my favorite, like, sound, drum and bass and jungle. That's what I liked. But those were, like, parties, and it was, like, underground. And that I liked that vibe. So now when I go, I don't love to see little teenage girls being taken out on stretchers the entire time. And that's just... I don't love that, but festivals where everybody is like lit, and when I work out, those two settings, it makes me feel like I just drank like a bunch of pre-workout. I'm like, let's go. Yes.
It's a more inviting, from what I've got being in hip hop forever. And then just making this wild transition, just like overnight, literally made the album, sent it to my cousin in Texas. Without even knowing, one of his business partners throws shows, and he's like a huge investor into like concerts, like specifically EDM. And he just played it for him, like, hey, Rob, you know, check, I know you're into EDM, you're a DJ, check out my cousin's stuff. And he was blown away to the point where he paid for us to go down there, perform, gave us a hotel, the works.
And it was packed, like sold out. Yeah, it was crazy. Decadence, how those type of EDM events.
And I'm used to going to like a hip hop show, and like you're trying to promote yourself, handing out your flyers, and the vibe is more of
people are like throwing them away.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, we're here to see this person. It's a lot more competitive, even with the fan bases. Like, they're there to see their friends that they came to see, and then a lot of times they'll leave. To where the experience there, we're handing out flyers and people on the spot are like, oh, what do you do? House? Do you do this? Do you do that? And they're scanning the QR code right in front of us, saving it,
kind of
following
like a religion,
me.
I feel like.
Yeah, like they follow it. They just love anything that has to do with that. If you make that music, they'll at least give it a chance. Mm-hmm. They'll listen to it. And if they like it, you have a fan for life.
Yeah.
That's the vibes I get. I've been to a few shows now and never seen a fight. Mm-hmm. I will say it is a lot more drug induced. Mm-hmm. There are, like you said,
I think that might be why people are more lovey rather than like a hip hop show where everybody's drinking and like they're drinking and smoking and the mix. I mean, I'm usually fine, but a lot of people like,
yeah, it kind of distorts.
And there's a lot of beef in hip hop music. Like people like talk shit to each
Rage,
other.
Yeah.
So, and this EDM music, it's like, they're always like trying to hug me. Don't hug me.
Do you kind of have like a concept about like frequencies and stuff like that?
Yes.
So I tune my music to 432 hertz.
Okay.
And I only started doing that. This is going a little off subject, like just with stuff I'm learning in my personal and like spiritual mm-hmm. movement. And I think a lot has to do with what you were saying with the beef and like just this mm-hmm. vibe. Hip hop is based in a very, very low frequency and a low vibration to where EDM music, it does incorporate a lot of like lower frequencies, like your sub basses, but the girth of it is going to be like more in that 400s mm-hmm. kind of area.
And that's the love frequency,
and,
right?
Yeah, it's the heart frequency.
Okay, yeah, the heart frequency.
And the feeling. So ironically, when I started showing people my EDM music versus a lot of my hip hop, and I do it with my hip hop now too, now that I've learned.
I like the mash of the two together.
Yeah.
I used to not know what to call it. And I guess some people call it trap, but to me, trap is that rap music about selling drugs. That's what trap music is to me.
Yeah.
So I don't know how EDM just came and stole a genre, but to me, that's trap music.
Yeah.
So I was like, what do I call it? It's like electronic rap.
So I incorporate a lot of that. So my stuff will kind of start out like your traditional doom, 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 like that kind of. And then I always have these super dope buildups somewhere like towards the middle. And then it'll just have this drop. And it's totally unexpected because then it goes into like more of like a hip hop beat. Same sounds, but the drums and everything slows down.
Is it like music that you could like break dance to kind of? Is it got kind of like that?
It's really good to work out to.
Okay.
I don't, the words, and like I said, just being more aware of what I put out into the universe. I tend to, with my EDM music, like one of the ones I just dropped, it's called I Need Your Love. Mm-hmm. And it's just a few words. There's not like, you know, a bunch of stuff going on. It'll be like 40 seconds of just instrumental, and then you'll get like 20 seconds of like a repetitive kind of word. But it's all about love and peace and like, you know, like just good stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed people have told me like, dude, when I put on your stuff, and especially if I'm working out, it just makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me, like they have no idea, like as a musician and just like spiritually, it makes me feel good because I'm like, I am putting something out there that I know that I've created is all love. It's all good. Mm-hmm. It's about like when I made it, I was in a good space.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not making it for clout. I'm not making it to try to be the best rapper or, you know, like the word. I'm on two of the songs out of like the 15 of them I've made in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like my voice is only on a few of them. I make all the beats, do all the mixing and all that. But I'll use singers and like other people to, and I'll write it and be like, okay, this is what I want you to say. Or I'll find a sample that I know is saying some good stuff. So yeah, musically, I've kind of fallen in love with the EDM world just because it feels more free. Kind of like I can dig. I don't know if you heard about Andre 3000's new album.
I haven't heard it yet, but I met a guy that played the flute, and he was just like at this park, and I seriously almost like it got a little bit weird. It wasn't too weird, but a little bit. But I was like, I want you to help me make this intro for my podcast because the flute was making me feel all like
free.
I played the saxophone when I was younger. And I always tell people that that's like my retirement plan. They're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, when I'm older, I want to play it again because I loved it. What I didn't love was being a band geek. Like I had to ride the bus. I didn't have I just didn't, my parents just, I didn't have my own saxophone. So I had to take it from school to home, and like I just felt like band geeky, so I quit. But
that
I
was
loved
the
it.
only reason, and I regret this so much. So I kind of moved around. I was born and grew up in the north side, North Denver. But then when I was like 14, 15, we moved up here to Arvada. I didn't like it at first. It was a very different like type of culture shock. So I may like it was hard for me to adjust. I lost my train of thought. Where were we going?
That's been happening to me a lot. I have not been smoking before the podcast because I just hate when I had so many great things to say and I'm like,
and then it just bloop. It just floated away.
But it still happens. It just happens. But you were talking about going to EDM, and one thing that kept popping in my mind was, how long have you been doing music for you to have completely transformed over to, and like, when did you know that that is what you were like supposed to be doing?
I've been doing music. I started writing poems. The first thing I ever wrote, my cousin died. She was killed in a drunk driving accident when I was 18. And I was kind of going down a really bad path, just like drinking a lot, smoking, trying all kinds of drugs, like
the
just,
Colorado way.
Yeah, just going down.
Haven't we all been through that phase?
Going left field pretty fast. And like after that happened, it kind of reeled me in a little bit. And I was always writing just like little diss raps. And I wrote like an actual song, recorded it with like this little ghetto. Like computer, remember those old school computer microphones? It's like a long thing that comes out. Mm-hmm. I put a sock over it, taped it, and I recorded this song for her. Played it at her funeral, like they played it at the funeral without me even knowing. And I ironically had some older cousins that were like really big in the hip hop scene. They heard it and were like, "Hey, you got some talent. It's a little rough, but come with us to a studio session." They basically, like, without them even, and I've told them now, but they didn't even realize, it was like they picked me up from this side of the road where I was
changed your timeline.
Yeah, and they were like, I don't know where I would be without that interaction or intervention. And they were like, music. And then just like overnight, it went from like partying, drinking, what's the next party, to when's our next studio session? When's our next show? Oh, we're going on the road. And they like introduced me to going and doing shows in New Mexico, Arizona, and I fell in love. So literally, like, that was when I knew music was for me. Fast forward to 2022. Like I said, took the break from the album, and this is my last hip hop album.
Okay.
Like, as far as like rapping and,
when's it gonna come out?
It was supposed to come out July of this year, but I broke my leg. So I pushed everything back because I want to do shows. Like, I want, being it's my last one,
you
I want
to be able to promote it,
everything I have into it. And I'm not looking to get famous. Like, I just want to give quality for the last time. I have like all of the best rappers from Colorado. I reached out to like all these connections I made over the last 15 years. I kept those in my pocket, and now they're all like, especially knowing it's my last, I have people on this album that I don't want to say too much because I want it to be some sort of a surprise. But like, if you're into Colorado hip hop, I have like some of the bigger names and just people I enjoy listening to. It's not even about like I have to have the biggest names. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy their music. So I'm like, being this is it for me as far as rapping, not like making beats and stuff, but actually putting together like a full project. I wanted to make sure I worked with all of my people that I personally listen to and enjoy their music. Mm-hmm. So at least no matter what happens at the end of the day, in 30 years, I can look back and be like, you know what? You did something there. Like, you did something really special.
So you said it was going to come out in July and you broke your leg. Do you feel like it's going to be better because it didn't come out?
Like, yeah.
Did you have more kind of time to reload, or what have you?
So during the making of the album, I wasn't in the best of shape. I wasn't mentally very strong. Like, I'm a single dad. So there's just a lot of stuff, you know, stuff I carry that I didn't even know I carried until I broke my leg, and the way I broke my leg was with one of the closest people to me in an altercation. Like, it wasn't like throwing fists, or it wasn't that bad, but it was like more like wrestling match, got in each other's face, and then it got a little too deep, and it was raining outside, and he landed on my
That's always the
leg,
first sign.
yeah, and like snapped, and it was really bad injury. I was on the couch for literally like in this up to my knee boot, couldn't walk for like 3 months. So now I'm slowly getting back to working again. And during that time, I did a lot of reading, specifically about like, opening up my third eye and dealing with all of this stuff. And like a lot of stuff started to come out. Because I, it,
That you've
it,
pushed
yeah, it
down.
really bothered me that I allowed myself to be so angry and get so drunk to the point where I'm fighting with someone I would consider my brother. And now I have a broken leg, and now he feels like shit. And it just made this. And instead of like really feeling sorry for myself and being like, life sucks, which I did for like the first week, I'm not gonna lie. It was
Yeah,
horrible for
it's hard to
someone who
not.
is always moving and active and lost all this weight and was going to the gym. I really like listened to what the universe was telling me. And what I feel it was telling me was, you weren't ready. You were so wrapped up in everything, your physical appearance, like you lost all this weight. You're like kind of looking at people who are lazy, like, get off your
Like
ass.
judging
Yeah, I
people.
became a little more judgy. I became a little egotistical, and that's not me at all. So I didn't realize that until I had to sit down and really like go inside of myself and really deal with a lot of shit, you
It's
know?
humbling. It's humbling when you go through something. I used to that egotistical and judging people. Like I've always been a nice person, and I've always like seen this other side, but there's times in your life where you kind of start to push that down. Just like the stuff that happens to you, you're like,
Yeah, you don't have
all right,
time. It's just life.
I'm good. Like, just push it down. And what I've really learned, especially over this last year and doing a lot of just more work to connect the mind, body, and spirit and really recognize the traumas that happen to you. They're embedded in your body. Like your body, trauma's a crazy thing. But what is the bigger picture? Like, what is this? Whatever you believe in, source, God, creator, whatever you believe in, it's happening for a reason. It's happening to open your eyes to something. And especially when you want something so bad or you're trying to do something big, I feel like sometimes we try to force it. And
Yeah.
when you try to force stuff, it just doesn't work out. It doesn't work out for you.
No, you're spot on, because the day I broke my leg was at my album release party. So we were like 3.5 weeks out to the album, and like during that time I'm thinking, I don't have all my promo ready. I haven't done a music video. Like my goal, selfishly, was to get in better shape before I start putting out. Because like, we're for the people that are listening and not watching, I'm playing like my music videos, and like watching my music videos from like 2019, 2020, it's almost like a self-conscious feeling. Like I don't like it because I was heavily overweight, and just growing up like athletic, I've never like I kind of let myself fall into this little
I
hole.
went there too. I keep telling people that tell me I look young. When I was like 26 to 30, I wasn't living good. And it shows when you are
Yeah.
just like drinking all the time and doing stuff like that. Like, it's not bad to have fun once in a while, but when it becomes a lifestyle, it shows. And while
Yeah.
you're doing it, you're too busy judging other people. You're too busy like having this tough shell on you, like talk shit, like we say it to my face, like you're doing all this stuff. And then when you really stop and you work on what's inside and you work on listening to that intuition that you have, that spirit that you have inside of you, you're like, oh, like I want to take
Yeah.
better care of myself. I want to, and it's not about like necessarily how you look, it's how you glow. Like you glow differently
For
when you take
me,
care of yourself.
it was the biggest lesson I learned over the summer, And just the timing of everything with the album being summer, kids want to go. Like, I have two younger kids, they want to go and swimming and doing all these fun, like, our summer sucked. And then now I'm rehabbing and like having to learn how to just simply walk up the stairs again. Was very humbling. And what I could say, the biggest thing that I took away from that experience was gratitude and being grateful. Like, for instance, this whole week, my day would be wake up, get my kids both to two different schools, hurry up and get to one of the companies I work with, to the warehouse to do like AI generated photos for events. And then they allow me to go get my kids, bring them back home, drop them off, make sure my daughter's, she's a little bit older, so she can help, you know, a little bit. Go back to the warehouse, finish for a few more hours, come home, get them situated, cook, do what I need to do, get them in bed, then come back to my studio and edit for another 4 or 5 hours on top of that for my personal business of clients I have. So that's kind of in the midst of all that, you get like, I don't want to do this. And all I have to do is close my eyes and picture myself upstairs
Realize
on
how
that couch,
grateful you are to
not
have
doing
these
anything
problems.
and being like, dude, remember how like depressed and like anxious you were this whole summer? Remember what you told yourself? Like, there will never be a time when you say this is too much. Like, get out your feelings, get to work. Doesn't matter if you only get 4 hours of sleep every night. Like, you need to make things happen. And be grateful that you even can make things. Be grateful you could even get up and walk to the fridge and get a glass of water without asking your 4-year-old son to carry it to the table for you
And
because you're
help
on
you.
crutches.
So that brings me to a topic that I always like to ask people, especially people. I know for me, when I started trying to get out of this, like 9 to 5, working, just supporting, being the sole provider for my son, and doing things that I actually loved, it does. It takes time. Like you. Some of these things, like music, podcasting, like you're not making any money sometimes. So you have to still support yourself.
Right.
How do you, what would you say that is like the biggest key in finding that balance besides gratitude? Because you mentioned that, but what do you kind of do to keep your energy up and to keep your, to balance all
Where's my
that?
Red Bull?
Oh.
Lots of Red Bulls. I don't really like coffee unless it's a specifically Starbucks caramel frappuccino. That's the only coffee I'll ever drink.
I never used to love coffee, and then I went to beauty school and had to be up early in the morning. I started drinking it, but recently I've been getting my teeth whitened, and I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna drink.
Yeah.
I'm not. I like the. It's just not even worth it, and it makes your sweat smell funny. And like, I'm trying to give up caffeine, but it's hard. It's
It's really
hard when
hard.
you're. Because a lot of these things, like you still have to work. I tried to jump out of the matrix fully and only hustling and like only taking jobs here and there and being my own boss. Like it's sometimes good to take other people's money. Like,
I'll
thank
put it like
you.
this, like that finding the balance between like my work, like what I would consider like my actual photography, like things that I went out and found on my own or word of mouth, like, hey, we know this photographer. Oh, hey, he can videotape your wedding, that type of stuff versus, and you're 100% right. I've been, I would say, doing it, making money for myself since 2019. And I still am not nowhere near where I'm 100% like okay with the money I make. There'll be 1 month where I can make like a few grand in 1 month and be like, hell yeah. And then the next month I'm like dying
You're
to
like,
make a
really?
couple hundred dollars just to pay
Yeah.
my bills. You know what I mean? So it comes and goes. For me, finding a balance between like life, work, my kids, my music is the gym. If I'm being
I love that you
100%
said that.
honest, and that's why I have this really big like pet peeve with people like constantly videotaping. Like, this one dude brought like my whole set, like this setup I have here, he brought something like that to the gym and was like filming in an area where girls were doing squats, and one girl came over and like was like, hey, can you not film, like my ass is literally in like all f I don't.
You have to go to private gyms to do that. Like, I've wanted to create content because I thought I wanted to be a personal trainer for a little bit. And what I really learned out of that is I do like to motivate other people, but you just be motivated by watching me, like be motivated by talking to me and the fact that like I'm always going to push you to do better. But for me, I just realized, similar like when I went to hair school, the gym is for me. I went through a phase.
It's a private place in a public setting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, like, and that's why it bothers me.
I try to look extra homeless when people won't talk to me.
People are like taking all these selfies and doing all this stuff. If it's not around me, it doesn't bother me. But like, that's my peace. That's where I go to escape, listen, get my thoughts together. And that is truly the only like alone time in my normal day-to-day activities that I get to truly just be by myself, be in my own thoughts, and be healthy and do something productive.
You're like adding value to your own life and
yeah.
to your future self. A lot of people are like,
without
live for
that,
the moment. No.
The days like I don't go, like this whole week, I've literally, like I just told you what my work schedule's been like. It's either be late on delivering clients' photos. And when I said I would, and go to the gym for 2 hours every day, or I have to skip it, get these clients their photos, make sure I'm clear. So by Sunday, Monday comes around, I can go back to kind of my normal schedule and fit in things as I need to. But it doesn't always work like that. Sometimes you have to take the other people's money. They called me and they're like, hey, the pay was ridiculous. I'm sitting in front of a computer doing what I like to do. And it's just down the street. They allowed me to go get my kids, bring them home, and then go back and do what I need to do. And they're super cool. Like it's one of the only other companies besides myself. If they call me or if I have like need some extra work, I'm totally
okay
with doing
it. Yeah, I finally just
it.
Started. I was like, I'll work for my aunt's business. Like it's like I love what she's doing. I go there all the time already. So I was like, it's not all the way jumping back into the matrix. Like people that will let you still have your life, because it's really important. Like it's cool to make money, but I just feel like it's so important to be true to who you are
and just be happy. People will are so quick to replace happiness with money.
Or things.
Yeah.
Things to look cool for other people.
Yeah.
Like the thing about me is
you're lucky I combed my hair today.
I have some, like, I have expensive taste. And when I say that, like, if I go to the jewelry store and my eye, like, draws to something and you pick it up, they're like, this is 2 racks. And I'm like, damn, how did I pick that? Like, I have expensive taste, but it's not for brands. Like, I just like things to look nice, but I don't actually care about that stuff. Like I don't care about things. I'm always telling people, like, where'd you get that? The Arc thrift store. And I was kind of mad about, they get community service, they get free labor, you give them all your stuff. I'm like, they're not really giving back to the community, but nobody else has this. Like, so I feel like people think like they have things to look cool for other people. And I just have never understood that.
If you notice, like I don't have any tattoos. I'm like one of the only people my age who does not have one single tattoo. I had my ears pierced when I was in high school, and it just was an inconvenience. I played sports.
See, my stepdad was a tattoo artist and my mom did the piercing. So I just grew up thinking it was cool.
There's nothing wrong with it. But what I was getting at is, for me, I express my artistic creativeness through music and writing and photography. Like, so when people like get mad at me, like, I've actually, oh, you don't have any tattoos? What kind of man doesn't have any? And I'm like,
people are
so
weird.
Okay, well, can you just like hear something in your head and create it with a keyboard and then write a song to it and then mix it, master it, make it ready for the radio? Can you do that? Mm-hmm. No. Okay, well, your thing is tattoos. Mm-hmm. My art, my expression of art is music and other ways of art. So not like I have no issues with tattoos. I think they're cool. I hate needles, that's one.
Yeah.
And two, I just feel like I can express myself in other
differently
ways.
And if you don't like to dress flashy, like tattoos draw
attention
they definitely really do. It's something that draws attention. And even now, I like tattoos. I grew up around them, but now that I'm getting older, that stuff your parents tell you, like,
Yeah.
oh, you're gonna regret it. Like, I don't regret them. Like, I hate looking at them. I'm just like, oh, I could have done this like differently. Like, I have these tattoos on my back and I love them. They're cool, but they're just different stamps. And I'm like, oh, I could have done this. I could have done that. But I try not to get hung up on that. But one thing about them is you're just, people don't realize the energy that you like tattoo. You are letting somebody put their art on your body. A lot of these tattoo artists out here are not, I'm not hating at all. Like, do what you do, but also do your research before you just let somebody tattoo on you because you're bringing on their energy. Like,
I never thought about it like
I
that.
had somebody offer to like tattoo me for free the other day, and I've just back in the day I would have been like, ah, I got the hookup, blah 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 blah. I was like, send me some of your work, and I already knew I can read somebody like that now. But I was like, send me some pictures, and I'm like, ah, no, I've just had too many experience. It's an energy. Everything is an energy
Yeah,
transfer, and you
yes, it
should
truly
be
is.
more exclusive with, like, I am the type of person, like, I started this podcast because I was like, everybody always asks me, where do you get this? How do you do this? How do you preach? Like, I preach supporting small business. I preach not supporting like companies that you don't really align with, you know, like Walmart, things like that. Funny story, I met my baby's dad at Walmart, so I always like make jokes. I'm like, like, I'm not the hater, but you should just, you are your own like billboard. You are your
Yeah.
own, like, first impressions mean something. So I just take it very seriously to like what I'm putting on my body, what I wear, what it represents. Like, I don't want somebody to walk up to me and be like, oh, blah blah blah, that guy's like raped this girl and blah blah. I'm like, damn, like, okay, I don't represent that. And that's what people think when they look at you,
Yeah.
when you're wearing certain brands or certain things. Like, one thing, I don't care what they say about Nike, sorry,
I'm
but
wearing my Nikes today.
sorry, like, we're staying with that. But just recognizing that every like people express themselves through like the products that they're giving you. You're bringing on other people's energy. Stuff holds energy. So when you think you got to hold on to all this stuff, like, you don't. Life's not about stuff. And I feel like that's one thing about like just entertainment, music, all of that. Like, I love music. I love some artists. I would never want to meet those artists or be around those artists. Like, it would ruin it for me because I
They
like
say
this
that. They
music
say that about
and you're
a lot
gonna
of
ruin it
artists.
for me. Like, I
The
used to.
only one that I could truly say is, if we'll just keep it hip hop, because EDM, that's totally different. Only like artist that's alive, at least, that I would like, I just know we would have a blast, would be J. Cole. I
Yeah, see,
just,
J. Cole seems cool. For me, the artist is E-40. Like,
yeah.
I actually met him before, and I got a $100 bill signed by him, and it was like, yeah, we paid for this little meet and greet or whatever. It was the day after my sister's funeral. So, like,
Oh.
I had already bought the tickets months before. I was like drunk one night, and I spent like $700 on two different shows and like this experience, and it all before this happened. So I go to E40 show, and like, I'm always disappointed in Colorado because I feel like they just play a couple of their like mainstream. I don't like people's mainstream music. I like their real raw shit that they make. But anyways, I don't remember much about the show, but I had this old $100 bill, and I was like, nobody does this. Like, I'll never go broke again. Like, and somebody stole it from me, of course.
Ah.
Of course. But it was an old $100 bill, and I didn't have a pen because I wasn't thinking about that. I have a $100 bill. Like, what do I need a fucking pen for? Like, I want him to sign it. And his little entourage or whatever was kind of rude to me. They were like, What? And he was like, nah. He was like, get this girl like a Sharpie. We have a Sharpie backstage. And he like made them get me a pen so he could sign it. And I was like, thank you for not like ruining it, because most famous people that I've met ruined it. Like, they ruined it. There's very few people that I've met that are celebrities. Like, and I've met quite a bit and that I actually would hang out with. And he was like, get her. And I was like, thank you for that, because I'm already having the worst day, like the worst time period of my life. Thank you for that. But now that he does all the cooking and all this stuff, I'm like, I just want to go to Cali and cook with E40. I love food. I love that he is branding himself. I don't even really like his new music that much. Every once in a while I
Yeah.
hear him as a feature and I like it. But the mogul and the just changing his life and just, you know, and he's been in the same relationship. Everybody's always trying to talk about Snoop Dogg's the only one this and that. No, E40's been rapping since the 80s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's stayed relevant. But other than that, like J. Cole is really cool too, but I don't know. J. Cole almost seems like a little bit like too righteous. Like too, I don't know. Sometimes I'm
So
like,
where I feel I think it's 'cause me and him are very similar in the way I tell people, 'cause everyone just assumes that I'm like this big social, I love big crowds. I am the most like introverted extrovert you'll probably ever
no,
meet.
I'm the same way. I know exactly what you mean. I'm
My
like,
work and my being a photographer, videographer, a musician, like you have to be out around people all the time. Not that I don't enjoy it, but for me personally, and a lot of people were like, no way, there's
That's
no way.
work.
I would rather, if you're like, let's go to this big event, club setting, unless it's like my favorite artist, something like that, and we're gonna be around all these people having a good time. To me, I would rather take, okay, well, how about just you and like the other two people that were gonna go with us come to my house and we just hang out, have our drinks here and just engage in like good conversation
Yes.
and just like really enjoy each other's company without all this outside interference. I'll take that
I like
7 days of the
before
week.
I leave the house, I spray myself with like this like frankincense, different stuff. And then when I come home, I gotta like clear it off too. I love to hang out alone. And it's not against anybody else, but I love to hang out by myself. I'm like, I do whatever I want. I can eat whatever I want. I can listen to whatever I want. Nobody's
There's
like,
peace in being lonely, if that makes sense.
yes, there really is. And I really love it. And I'm the same way. I've worked so much. I've been a bartender. I've been a dancer. I've catered. I've done so many big events. I've done that. But it's always been work to me. And so for me, when somebody, I'm like, why are we here if we're not making any money? Like, what is the point of being here? Like, people are just like,
I
oh,
have more
everywhere.
fun working at the events I work at, watching other people, like providing fun for other
Yes.
people, than I do most times going out with like my friends.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, I come home and like I smell like cigarettes and
Ugh,
beer.
exactly.
And even if we're not, like I don't smoke cigarettes, but just like the surrounding. And so, and then I always come back and I get my kids, they're usually like with the sitter. So then I get them back and I'm like, man, I just like went out and spent this money. And the way I think is like, I spent
That's what gets to me too.
all
I'm
this
so
money on
mad.
like four beers that would have cost me. I could have got four cases of beers. Not that I would drink four cases, but just doing the math of like, how much was that beer?
I always think like I
$14?
could have bought some new clothes. I could have been putting in my savings account to I like to travel. I like to see new things, and I just don't like every time I go out, you're around other people. So you're like, "Cool, let's drink." And then every time I get home, I'm like, "Ah, like I should have just been drinking water. I would be so much happier right now if I was just drinking water." And
Yeah.
I really feel like that. And it's not like a guilt type of thing. It's more of a I just it's not what I actually like to do. I'm like, no. I'm just more of a I want to tap in, like I was telling you about the DJing and these different things. I have realized that you spend so much time just because we're human beings. It's natural for us to want to connect to other people, to be around other people. We're very programmed to buy things, to seek other people's approval. Like, that's all very real. I don't care. Not a conspiracy theorist because I'm saying that. Oh, don't lose the thought. Don't lose the train of thought. But for me, I would just rather just get to know myself again. As I've peeled off these layers and as I've gotten out of this matrix and as I've really done a lot of like spiritual work and spent a lot of time at the gym and done all these things, I really recognize what I like about it is getting to know myself and getting to know what it is I'm here for. Like, we are not here to work and pay rent and to look cool in front of other people. And when it's your time and you have to go meet your maker, like, I want to leave behind a legacy, not a like people feel me when I'm around them. That is what I want to spend more time doing, not drowning out and buying things
So
and
when I had broke my leg, one of the books I read is called The Way of the Superior Man.
okay.
And it dives a lot into, and one of the things I got out of that was exactly what you said, was you cannot give to other people without understanding who you are and accepting who you are and being one with yourself spiritually, mentally, all of that. Like, and that's why it's basically saying, if you've had a lot of like failed relationships, whether it be, like physical relationships with a partner or just friendships or business ventures or all these different things seem to just kind of fizzle off over time, or you never really, even if it's a long relationship, you leave when it's done, you just kind of feel empty, like that 10 years didn't mean shit. It's because you didn't really understand who you were fully and really like do that inner dark work to whatever you're giving to the world. It's empty. You're giving them like a quarter of who you are, or who you think you are, who you pretend to be. And that was when I really like understood, like you need to work on this. Not just going to the gym, because that's your physical appearance, and yes, it is your health, but that is more of a look. You know what I
Yeah, when
mean?
you go to the gym, I used to go to the gym to like try to lose weight, to try to look a certain way. Now I go to the gym to feel a certain way and to tap into like my mind and body connection. Like, I used to really just always be focused on, oh, I want to look like this or oh, I want to do this. Now I'm literally like can feel the different muscles and things in my body working because I'm tapping into it. It's not about how you look. It's about how you feel and about like what's inside that
Yeah,
is.
and it unfortunately took a lot to get there. I'm
Yes.
still not all the way there. I'd be foolish to think that just 4 or 5 months I did all the work I need to do,
So I
but
spent my whole
I'm
life.
aware, and that for the first time in a long time, I am aware of what I eat. I am aware of what I create, how I speak, what I say about myself and other people. And like I think we follow each other on Facebook, definitely on Instagram, but like I will like tag myself going to the gym for motivation for other people, like friends that are like, dude, I haven't seen you in 6 months, like you look totally different, like you were like, no offense. And it's always weird when people are like, they wait
No
till you get
offense
skinny
or
and they were like, dude,
no.
you were fucking fat, and I'm like, why didn't you
I
tell me that when I was fat? Why did you
know,
wait
I
till I
always
got
hate that.
smaller?
I'm a pretty direct person. I have always been that way. I have had like problems hurting people's feelings, yes, but for me, I am that friend. Like, people stop hanging out with me sometimes because I am that friend that's like, you're complaining to me right now, and I didn't give you permission to complain to me. And meanwhile, you've been drinking every day this week. Like, of course you don't feel good. Of course you don't. Like, you're vaping. Do you know how bad vaping is for you? Like, I am so sick of watching vaping. I'm like, oh my God. And then they're complaining about how they don't feel good. And I'm like,
Yeah,
but you're vaping.
I have, and it's kind of the opposite with me, and maybe just like for, 'cause most of my friends are guys and they're not very sensitive. Like you could call them a
Yes.
piece of shit to their face and they'll just be like, okay, cool. I'm the friend that everyone comes to hear that real shit,
Yep.
to be like an or advice on, even though I shouldn't be giving relationship advice because I'm a single dad and like my relationships with their mom went as bad as it possibly could go. But for whatever reason, I think it's just like soothing to hear not what you want to hear, but what you
I
need
think
to
it's
hear
soothing when
sometimes.
people keep it real with you. I always tell people one thing that I don't respect and I don't like, keep it real with me. I can handle it, and I will definitely lose respect for you if you feel like you need to sugarcoat shit or lie to me instead of just keeping it real. It is so much more, it's hard to hear sometimes, especially like
I have
you're like,
one
ugh.
person in my life who's like that, and it's the one that had the altercation where I
Ugh.
broke my leg. He's my cousin, but we're more like brothers. Like we're closer than me and my actual brother. And he's the only guy. Like I'm that for everyone else and him including, but he is literally the only one that can tell. And musically, he's my music partner. Everyone in the studio session will be like, dude,
It's
this is the
great.
hit, this is dope. Meanwhile, they're like telling me what, and I'm like, you're not even fucking listening. And he'll be like sitting where you're at, just straight face. I think you could do a lot better. And I'm okay, start it over. And everyone's like, oh no, it's good. Like, no,
But people
I'm
just do
not
that because
listening.
people are so, they don't really pay attention. People just are so consumed by what the celebrity's doing, what their mom's doing, what their girlfriend's doing, that they are, don't live in the present moment. They're like, yeah, it's great. And then they move on, and you ask them the next week, they're like,
Yeah.
huh?
As a
Huh?
musician, you get a lot of that. Like
Yeah.
it's
So I don't, we're getting, we talked, and this was a good conversation, but my phone tells me that it won't go over an hour. So
okay, let's wrap it up.
before we wrap it up, though, the couple things I want to make sure we do, I want you to let everybody know how to like how to find you,
Okay.
how to connect with you, because you said you do photography, you do music, you do these videos and stuff. So how do we connect with you?
So every major platform, Spotify, Musically, Apple Music, whatever you listen to music on. Or if it's social media, all of it is, and I have a website, stylesunique.com. You can find everything. That's the easiest way to find everything because everything is attached to that. But like STILZUNIQE, Styles Unique, all one word. That is my handle on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, everything.
Okay, and we're staying tuned for this new album. And any last words, 'cause you dropped quite a bit of knowledge on us, but anything that like to wrap it up that you wanna say?
Moving forward, you know, my message, you get a kind of a mixed, you get like an old styles and a new styles in this album. So it's kind of like this new mindset and this old mindset. But moving forward, what I really want people, especially younger people, is don't be so wrapped up in what you think people want to hear, want to see, or what they want from you. Because I will tell you, none of that matters. I spent a good part of my younger 20s trying to fit into this box of like, you got to sound like this. I got offered a record deal at a very young age. Thankfully, I turned it down because they literally told me, we like you, but we want you to be this. And that didn't fly with me. And that ever since then, I did the opposite and embraced the real Styles Unique way of like, oh, that's what's hot right now. Let's not do that. Almost to a fault, to where sometimes I feel like if it's too popular or if it's a certain thing that everyone's into, I will purposely like do something a little
I do the
different
same thing. I
just
don't.
to not feel like I'm doing what everyone else is. So be you, be kind. That like a smile, looking someone in the eye when you greet them and give them a smile and really like give a fuck. for mm-hmm. for even if it's just 10 seconds goes so much further than you look nice, or mm-hmm. you're pretty, or you got the new Jordans. Like, that is not what people will remember you by in 20 years. Mm-hmm. They'll remember you by the way you treated them and the way you made them feel.
Ooh, that was great. Well, thank you all for listening, and